who basically presented as a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim about the nature of the din of Ein Beis Din Shachol. Here's this really a psula of the Beis Din, which really has chumas and kula. The chumas being that it's mamash possible even with the Eved, even if you have, let's say, six Tayyarim, that would also be a problem. Even if you have one of the Torah requires, but it's a chepter Beis, it has to be Ein Beis Din Shachol. The kula of this side of the would be that it doesn't carry over outside of Beis Din. That was the, you see, there's a rash of the Gil, it doesn't require it, in the Adam of Shuma, etc. But the other side, is to say that it's not really a Beis Din oriented halacha, it's a mitzvah b'yama of hatayah on lintos, which would mean that if you have, quite possibly, have more than the right amount of dayan that the Torah says, then we have no ground for possible to be it. On the other hand, it may extend outside of the realm of Beis Din, it may apply even to areas which are not Beis Din per se. So it's a running machlokes still with chumas and kulas in terms of both. So the chayra, everybody should agree to the following. So let's say, halach l'maisa, I want to have a Moshe Beis Din with four people. I want to have a dinei mamonis with four. I can't think of where I want to buckle for Beis Din. I want to have all four sitting. So l'chora, everybody should agree that l'chatchil, that's not correct. According to here, the Rishonim, it's possible even with the Eved. And even according to the Rishonim, we'll say that it's kosher. L'chora, l'chatchil, it's not right. L'chora, agamara, possible that says, l'sana rev lintos, which teaches that l'chatchil is supposed to set for Beis Din, then with this situation, have the ability to be nota. L'chora, that's what everybody should agree. It's not that the Bach writes like that. The Bach writes that even though Chazal sometimes use the phrase, that you should try to be ma'avim b'dayanim. The Gemara says later on in Masechet Sanhedrin that the more dayanim, the merrier. Because the reason the Gemara says is because that way, in case of the other making mistakes, at least they could share the ownership in Shemayim. If you have only three dayanim, so they have to share a big ownership. If you have 559 dayanim, so then each one gets a little bit. So the Rambam uses the phrase that you should have ma'avim b'dayanim, more than that, ma'avim b'shulach, hafidu astara dayanim. So the Bach writes, astara is lobbed off, good because it's shuffle. The Bach says that even though you have astara dayanim, the din will be chal, but the other, the din will be passing up at the other, but the chim of how everybody agrees, you're not supposed to be set up a base in which is shuffle. This is the Bach of Surah. So if you look at Shulchan Aruch, that's not quoted. The Shulchan Aruch never in Chesh and Mishma writes that the chatchim you shouldn't have four dayanim. It doesn't say it anywhere, the Mechab, the Ramon, the Shach, nobody says that the chatchim there is such an union of not having a base in shuffle. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be going to Itzel, those folks him who are saying that in base in shuffle is not a stool when it's a base in, it's a mitzvah b'yama. And it says it's not even a mitzvah b'yama. It means it was only said when you want to be kaveh and it's not b'yama. But once you have the minimum that the Torah addressed, then even the chatchil, there's nothing wrong with having an even number.
Right.
So it could be that the source. Right, it could be that's the possible source from the Chava, right. So it would appear from the... Okay. Again, so it would appear from the Shulchan Aruch that in a certain sense we pass like Neil on the Kutstavi, that we pass in that it's not possible, it doesn't pass for the Yevet, and it could be once you have the Mishpah there, it's not even a problem with Chachila. So there's a famous Shuvah of Chivega, which assumes like this, and I want to talk a little bit about the Shuvah. It's important on a few different fronts. It's important in terms of Ein Beis Din Shachol. It's important in terms of Nimzeh HaKrav HaFasol. And it's important that it's in Yad HaYom, that it's about a Beis Din Barachar Shadar. So there are a few things that we've been talking about come together in this important Shuvah of Chivega. So the Chivega is the following Shailah. That there was a person who wanted to come into Atar Shadar. And there's a din, the Gemara says, in the fourth parak, that when you do a Tarsh Adar, talk with Friday to Nether. It means you have to tell the Dayanim what the nether was, and not only do you have to tell them the nether was, you have to give a little bit of a background as to why exactly it comes to be Matar Sanhedrin. Why do you have to be buried all this background? Who cares? Why can't the Dayanim just say Mutlaq? So the Gemara says that the Chalav instituted that we don't want you to do a Tarsh Adar without being Mefarish all the background of the nether, because you may try to be Matar Nether, you're not really supposed to be Matar. Because let's say Zvarmish HaMitzvah, let's say a guy took a nether to do a mitzvah, he's not really supposed to be Matar such a nether. So we're afraid that if, let's say, the guy comes to Beis Din and he says, yeah, I took a nether that I'm going to ask a meat on myself. So Beis Din will just be Matar nether just outright without asking him the background. They don't realize that he said that the reason what prompted to take a nether, because he's been very nichshol in eating treifa food, so he wanted to make a CR that's going to protect him from eating treifa, so he asked it all to eat himself for the next month. So if Beis Din will hear that, they'll say, you know what, it's like a good nether, we don't want to be matzah nether so bad. So the less we come to be matzah nether, it's preferable to be matzah, and then the chum instituted, he's supposed to be refired to nether. So the nice thing is, the Gemara said that's only in the Rabban. That's why when it comes to Atar Sadar, we have Rosh Hashanah, So the Rishonim asked, how can you say that Taras Nadarim is really binding? What happened to the din of Tzarech HaFaradah Sanedar? So we have this very flimsy line in the middle of Taras Nadarim. We say that, Ach, the Unar Avosai Kimin Adin, Tzarech HaFaradah Sanedar. But we can't do it, so Ki'ilu Hayiti Partum. That's what the folks can say. That kind of joke is that. It means I'm supposed to be in Taras Nadarim, but I can't do it, so therefore give me a break. So some Rishonim explain, but the point is like this, that the whole fear of why Tzarech HaFaradah Sanedar is because you're afraid the guy's going to be the fire in the nether that you're really supposed to keep out from the mitzvah. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, who's going to try to leave the way out of doing the mitzvah? Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're probably looking for mitzvahs, we're not looking for our veyers. So the stuff in Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Vindur Abana doesn't apply to Tzarech HaFaradah Sanedar. That's what some Rishonim seem to say. So putting that aside, the regular rule is when you take a nether, you have to be a fire in the nether. So there was a Ma'aseh Shehayah, there was an individual who took a nether. And it was some kind of dini mamonis type of a nether related to his business, and he didn't want to be refined to nether. He didn't want to give the background to why he took the nether. Why? Because he didn't trust the dayanim. For that matter, he didn't trust anybody in town. To make it right, he was new to town, and he didn't trust anybody. So he didn't want to give the background. He was afraid that they were going to use their background to get out of his business. So on the one hand, he wanted to be mafka certain nether. On the other hand, he refused to give the background of the nether. So what do? So this particular individual had only one person in town who he trusted. The only guy in town he trusted was some bar mitzvah kid, a 13, 14 year old kid. Him, he was willing to be mefaris and nedis. And the thing is, when you mefaris and nedis, you don't have to be mefaris to all three dayanim. You just have to be mefaris to one of the three dayanim. So this guy, there's a node that was willing to have this one bar mitzvah kid sit in the basement with two of the other rabbanim in town, and he would be mefaris privately in the side room to the bar mitzvah kid. That was what the guy was willing to do. So Kidega was asked, is that acceptable or not? So Kidega said, no, it's no good. You know why? Because in order to be kosher for a dayan, for a taras nedarim, so there are certain criteria that have to be met. So even though the Gemara says in the darim, that even krovim are kosher for a taras nedarim, the Kivega says that means like this, a karov is basically a kosher dayan, it's just that he's not kosher for this particular case. But in theory, my brother is good for other cases of a taras nedarim, other dina kara. So the Gemara, the chiddush, that if you have somebody who's basically in the parish of being a dayan, so even though this particular case of a taras nedarim he shouldn't be kosher for, special chiddush, special kulam in eternity, he's also good for a taras nedarim. But Rishi Vegas says, well, let's say you have someone who's mamish possible to be a dayan, let's say you have three women. We're asking that women of psulot to be dayan. Remember we spoke about this in Ben Yehuda? So Rishi Vegas says, well, you're allowed to do a taras nedarim in front of three women? That's ridiculous. Because a woman is psulot l'chol din shabba oilav. So Rishi Vegas says, what if you want to do a taras nedarim in front of three katanim? He says, that's no good. That's no good in that Torah. But the cotton is possible for everybody to be a dayan. So it's possible for taras nedarim also. So says Rabbi Kiregar, since there's a din in that Torah that you need dayanim, and there's a din in that Torah that katanim would be possible for service dayanim, so the Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida, whenever you have a child who's reached the age of bar mitzvah, and you're not sure whether he has simanim, you didn't check whether he has developed day cyrus, or samachim or not, so if the din in the rabbanon, you're allowed to rely on mistam he has simanim. Whereas if they're right, so you're not allowed to rely on that. In the context of the Gemara, we've got a chalitza. Notice the chalitza for the yavam has to be a gavel. So the Gemara says that, so let's say the kid is 13, and he's ready to do chalitza. We don't know whether he has base iron. So if he's not allowed to do chalitza, you have to check whether he has base iron or not. So the Rishon Shabbos from that Gemara, it's not just the chumra in terms of chalitza, it's in all tidim deraisa. Maybe you have a 13-year-old boy, and you're not sure, maybe no, for there are bones, you're lying, for there are eyes, you know. That's why you shouldn't be the Baal Pekeh, that's why you shouldn't be the Baal Kareh and Pasha Zohar, etc. So it comes to the Kedeh and says, now you're in a crunch. You have this 13-year-old kid, he just passed by Mitzvah, so for dinner there are eyes, so we're not really sure whether he's kosher to be a Dayan or not, because maybe he doesn't have Simon. For dinner there are bones, it's okay. So how can you have two Rabbonim who are 50 years old and this one 13-year-old put together on the basin? Lo yitzui, it turns out that this kid really doesn't have simanim, so then he's not a gadol min ha'Torah, so the Torah says, is gadol min ha'Torah. So you only have two dayanim, because three dayanim is ma'akev, even with the other. So comes Rabbi Kiveg with the following unbelievable chat. Anyone figure out what he's going to do? Okay, good. Yeah, so comes with Gengis and have three 50-year-old Rabbanim sit on the basement and have this kid be the fourth dying on the basement. The fourth dying, what's that? You go ahead and tell the kid what the reason, what the background of the nether is, and then have all four of them sit together. So Megabri, the Din Derai, so that you need three Dayanim, and then you know for a fact you have three Gedolim, one Dayanim. Megabri, the Din Derabbanim, the Torah, the Fardas, the Neder, if you refer to one of the Dayanim, because with the Din Derabbanim, you're allowed to rely on the Chazaka, that Mr. Ami has Simon already. So it says, we can you're home free, that's what Derai says you're safe, that's what Derabbanim you're safe. That if it turns out, if Papa Shmai guy, this guy really doesn't have Cyrus, So you have to be the Yom Midaraita. And the Gavi, the requirement of the Rabbanah, so you are Yom Midaraita. They're telling us that this one kid is 13 years old. That was your Judaism of Al Shaita. Oh, so Lachari is even Shem Sveger and a few unbelievable Chidushim. Now, wait a second. Four, isn't this a Beis and Shuffle? So what do you see from here? You see that Ein Beis and Shuffle is clearly doesn't pass over the other. This is a question. The Rebbe is assuming that Ein Beis and Shuffle doesn't pass over the other. Even though the Klal of Ein Beis and Shuffle is also said by Atharis Nadarim, the Rosh, the Rebbe Rabbi Kervis, the Rosh says in the Darim, so how do you know that you need three Dayanim Mitchila for Atharis Nadarim? So we learn it out from the Torah says that you need, there's a Din of Atharis Nadarim for Yachid Mumcha, and then there's a Din of Atharis Nadarim for Ayyad Yaitis. So Yachid Mumcha is one. And Hedyotos is clearly more than one. But Hedyotos really should have been good enough to have two. So the only reason why you need three is because they're based in Shuffle. So you see clear that even though the mock of the three Dayanim is because of the principle of they're based in Shuffle, the box stops here. Once you get the minimum Mispar Dayanim that the Halacha requires, then it's Mutter, then the Hataras Adam is going to be Chal, even with a based in Shuffle. Not only is the Hataras Adam going to be Chal, but if you have it with a based in Shuffle, you get the impression from the Kivegar that it's okay even Lechatchila. Because the Kivegar doesn't say that this is only a Shatachach, this is a Bidiyah. He says it's okay. Well, you have to go on what you're doing. So the Araita, you have three gedolos. So the Rabbanim, you have three. You have to rechum for a neder in front of someone who at least on the level of the Rabbanim is labeled as a gedol. So lechori, you see a double chiddush from the Kivayim. It doesn't pass with the other, and it's kosher lechatchila. But lechori, you see even more from this from the Kivayim. What is that? Lechori, this should touch upon a problem of nimta echmiyam karav apostle. Because what should the Kivayim advocating? Kivayim is letting in. I mean, you want to have a say, but only let this go because there's no other Eitza. Maybe Rabbi Kivegar doesn't address the issue. He has an unbelievable, it's Simi Tegim, if I'm not mistaken, the Tshuva, Rabbi Kivegar, and then in the, it's a short Tshuva, it's a couple of lines of Tshuva, and then in the Hashemachas in the back, he goes to all the lumbus behind this Tshuva. So he doesn't even ask that himself, it's a Ein Beis and Shachol. He totally ignores the Beis and Shachol aspect. So Lachara, Rabbi Kivegar was so munachlo, such a little pressure to him that once you have the Nisprat Ayyad, that's it, finished. There's no problem with Ein Beis and Shachol, not even Lachat Chivin, not even yet. Yeah, there could be, there are four. I mean, it could be that the guy really does have to have seen that. So it's a suffix, Ein Beis and Shuffle, Chachila. The Ikra didn't we assume the kid is really a Gadol. It's a Chulav Yama that we don't rely on just on God, they didn't dare either. But the Ikra didn't we assume the Rover that he probably is a Gadol. So you're putting the Chachila for the Yama up there. So the Kivega seems to assume that. So he doesn't even ask himself what happened to the principle of Ein Beis and Shuffle. So the Chara, that's one chiddush of Rabbi Kivegar, but this Rabbi Kivegar has to be understood in light of what we spoke about in the previous year also. Shouldn't this pose a problem with Nimsa Echameham Chara Bapasol? Because after all you have, there's a potential that one of these four Dayanim is a Karpon, and you have all four function together, so maybe that one Karpon sitting on the bench with the other three Dayanim should pass up the other three Dayanim based on the principle of Nimsa Echameham Chara Bapasol. So why does Rabbi Kivegar ignore that? So that could also be understood for a few different reasons. So one possibility is maybe Kivegar denies the whole bit of Nimsech and the Karva Pasa Batayon. Remember we said that with the child, the Mishal Melech, and the Tzot, he says that arise in Agamar and the Gimel, that there is no Psul, that was derived from Yashri Kranos, that there is no Psul of Nimsech and the Karva Pasa. That's one possibility, that he was not concerned with Nimsech and the Karva Pasa Batayon. What's another possibility?
So
what are you saying? What are you saying, Josh? What are you saying? What are you saying better than that? What are you saying? What's the psul of Katan? No? Remember the Katan said arrived, right? The Katan said that you see from
the
beginning
of the ballpark.
He's not in the ballpark, right? That's what Daniel is saying. Remember it again. Gemara said about Gimel that if you have the Minatar, all you need is one who's a Gomir. And we're going to shtup two other Yashrei Kronos together. And it's going to be okay. So comes to Ketzel and says, how can it be okay? Why don't you passel up that Chad de Gomer based on Nimsechem and Karva Apostle? Because the two other Dayanim should rubbish for him. So what does Ketzel say? You see, from here, there's no din of Nimsechem and Karva Apostle by Dayanim. That was Ketzel's Raya. So we wanted to be Daish in the Raya based on the Raya. Remember the Raya in Makkah? No? The monkey Raya. That what did the Raya say? The Zuz is an aid apostle and a non aid. The Raya said that the Baal Din is a non aid. So he doesn't disqualify the other Adim. So we said, maybe that's the same point here also, that the Chad, the other two Dayanim are not Gemiri, who don't know how to learn the Yashri Kronos, so it's not Pshat that they're possible Dayanim. They're non-Dayanim, it's not anything, you don't get off the ground. So there are some folks that will say that the same issue when you have katanim. Let's say you have three edim of the basin, two gedolim and one katan. So would you say nim de'achan the karav apostle? So many achanim say no, because the katan is not in the parsha. A karav is in the parsha being an aid. A rosh is in the parsha being an aid. A katan is not aid at all. He's like a baldov, or he's like an edi odeya by the yonim, like a yashvi kharos. People are non edim agamri, so they don't apostle up. People are non dayonim don't apostle up as well. So it could be that sort of Kivega wasn't so concerned with the problem of Mimzeh and the Karbal Fossil. What's the third possibility? Another reason why Kivega wasn't so concerned. No? Oh, then it could be that even if there's a psul of Mimzeh and the Karbal Fossil with Dayanim, remember we said that only by Dayanim when there's a what? When there's a. Who remember the term we gave? Not so much psach, but more. Remember we wanted to give a beer. Why is it that when it comes to chalitza, maybe there's no psul of nimzach and the karbal pasul, but when it comes to bezin of the nefasha, the nimamlet, the izach halacha? Do you remember why, John? Hey, do you remember why? Two words. No? No one remembers. Russian, remember? Why? How could anybody extend the din of nimzach and the karbal pasul from edus to dayanus? The Torah is a gzeres hakasa ba'edus. So what right do we have to carry it over to dayanus? What do we say? Remember we said that kabbalas edus. Those are two words. That remember we said that kabbalas edus. The role of the dayanim, the kabbalas edus, is not just passive to listen to the edim. The role of the dayanus is the dayanus to makabel the edus. So the din is that whenever you have a partial chisar in the edus, either from the vantage point of the edim or magid the edus, or from the dayanim or makabel the edus. A partial psul of Kabbalah's Edus disqualifies the entire Edus. So it's not the pshat that Yimsa Echavim Kerv Apostles of Psul and Dayanus. No. It's a Gzeres HaKasa by Edus. That which we extended to Dayanus is only by Dayanum who are serving the function of being the Kabel, the Edus. So that's true by Kabbalah's Edus. But let's say on the Chalitza. Remember we had a deal from Rashi and Yevamah? The Rashi sounded like, but there's no din of Yimsa Echavim Kerv Apostles by Dayanum of Chalitza. Because the Mishnah said that if you have three Dayanum for Chalitza, one is possible, so the chalitza is no good. So Rashi says the reason the chalitza is no good is because you're left with two. So the implication of Rashi being that if you would have spotted out with five and one's possible, you would have been okay. How would you have been okay? The nimzach and the karav apostle. So the answer is, the eid of chalitza is not subject to that din of nimzach and the karav apostle. There's no kabbalah eidus involved. So it could be that by Antares Adarb, it's the same word, that Antares Adarb is not subject to nimzach and the karav apostle, because again, that's a maisa basis, it's a maisha that he's been without a kabbalah eidus. So the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. So the fact that Kiveg was being the word, the issue of Nitzach and the Kerem Apostle, it could be understood in one of three ways. Either he held the fact that no such din by Dayanus Bechlal, like Psychic Tales, what I'm going to say, or he held that there's no such din when it comes to Atharas the Dharm, because there's no Kabbalah saying this, or he held that in theory there should have been a din of Nitzach and Kerem Apostle, but a Kabbalah is considered to be in Nishkene, he's like a Baldover, he's not in the ballpark, so he doesn't, so he's not a Dayan, so he doesn't get the hit the soul started. So this Rebbe Kiveg is critical in so many different forms. This famous Tzach Rebbe Kiveg sheds light on so many of the things we're talking about. It affects the issue of Beis and Shachal. Rebbe Kiveg seems to deny the principle of Beis and Shachal, even the Chachila, once you pass the Mishkar Dayanim, as well as Rebbe Kiveg, at least in this case, ignores the issue of Zibzach and Karo Tachal. Sometimes you see this, by Tzach Rebbe Kiveg, so sometimes, you know, we always try to divide groups of four. So you have your rotating. Sometimes those are on then, so there's an extra guy in shul. So he doesn't want to be left out. He props himself down next to the three dayanim, and he also says, "Yeah, I call you mechum, mechum, I call you mitzvah, mach, etc." Is that good? So if you hold it with the kivega, that's okay. It's a beis and shachol, doesn't matter. If you don't accept this with the kivega, so that could be a problem. According to the Bach, it's a problem with chachila. You should tell the fourth guy to get lost. And according to some Rishonim, it's a problem with the evidence. The whole Torah Sadat is not chal in the Torah because of the chisor of beis and shachol. Some of the best in the chachila is to bump the guy and tell the guy to go take a walk. If you don't need him, so he shouldn't sit there. He shouldn't pass on the beis. Okay, since this that was a shirai, the fascination, that was just a left off. The guy got a chance to talk next to you? That rolled a little bit? Rolled in a chasha? A little bit? Okay. Okay, we're about to start now. So the next three sugyas, which are tough sugyas, the sheshmaiti sugyas, the rolled, the fakeyas, and some of the things we spoke about last year. Kenny's already smiling. But I think we got some new twists for some stuff this year. Let's see what we can do about that. Okay, Johnson, you let us know, we stay some tradition. Especially with states, everything we said last year. So come to Gemara in the bottom of Gimel Days. and tells us, how do you know that you follow Rove when it comes to Dayanim? Might everyone agree to that? Maybe Rabbi Yosha, maybe Rabbi Yosef. How do you know this? The Gemara has a Kavachemer. The Gemara says, in the first of the wide lines, I feel Tamer Rabbi Yosha, and I feel a Kavachemer doing the Flashes. Umar doing the Flashes, the Chemir, and Rahman is about Savuva. Even though according to Rabbi Yosha, the Pasuk of Ram Hapas was really only said by doing the Flashes, but we have a right to Darshan Kavachemer doing the Mamas al Koshikarium. So if you walk away from that Gemara, you would conclude that you always follow right, no ambus in them. The Kavachemer places and says, doing the Mamas al Koshikarium. The reish amlechet peiris to Amar Shmuel, the ein hokum mamon achar roi. The same statement of Shmuel, that you don't follow roi when it comes to dini mamon. It's a particular case that Shmuel was talking about. There's a scenario of amlech hashol achaber of nimsa naikham. I'm trying to sell you a shor. It turns out the shor is a crazy wild shor. So now you come and you say, I'm coming to chtov. You can't deal with the shor. So I turn around and I say, you know, I said that I thought you were buying the shore for the purpose of shechting the shore. So what do you give it to? You're going to shech it in 5 minutes anyway. And you sign a note that I bought it to plow with, I bought it to work with, so I can't deal with it. Wild shore, it's not worth my while to control it. So the Gemara says about the Master that even if the role of this, and most people in this town buy shvarim for the purpose of riding, for the purpose of work, so lechol you would think that you follow the robe, and therefore it's a mikach tzelos. No, that's what Rav held. Rav says, how can you do follow the robe, and it's a mikach tzelos, and I have to return you the money. Shmuel says, no, inochel mavon achar robe, that I have the right, I have the mokhav right to say, no, that since some people in town do buy the shore for the purpose of shchita, so I sold it to you with the understanding of shchita. Ah, you're timing that it's not true, that's your problem. Go prove to me, tell you that that you bought it with the intention of plowing with it, even though you have a robe on your side, inochel mavon achar robe. That's the Gemara the Rav says. The Kamsa says and says, how can there be a din of Enoch and Mamrach Haroi if Yamayla nails the Kavachom in Dina Sarshas? Because Yamaracha, we should learn out of Kavachom from Dina Sarshas. The Ein Loimar, to Dina Sarshas, Gufayu lo Azim, but the Ruba, Ruba del Eitze Kamon, El of Ruba del Eitze Kamon. But there are different types of Rome. Now sometimes Ruba del Eitze Kamon means when all the pieces are in front of you, let's say by Dayanim. Two Dayanim Tichai, once it's stopped, that's called Ruba del Eitze Kamon. Del Eitze Kamon means when you have there were theoretical questions. Do most people in town buy shvar for the purposes of work or for the purposes of shchita? So maybe you can argue that the principle of going west a robe is only by Ruba the Isak. Well, it's not true. So I just dug up a Gemara later on. Said, "Hey, in that brash brak, there are more mashal b'chol dufkazina b'sar Ruba between the fashas." Don't rub mashal with Tessia. We'll talk about this hopefully as the days go on. Ruba the inchir tabi d'vur diachas. The tachos plays the stuff of the kasha. Do you follow Ruba or not? Gemara says you do follow Ruba. We can compromise. Not from dealing the fashas. And the Gemara in Bava Basra seems to say that Eino from the Mamon Acharoi, but this is according to Shmuel. The Kam says in terms of Tachloimai, the Ruba L'Rad Yizavni L'Choshef Yehanach Ruba, Tivuch Masam Chir Nahatam B'Dini Mamonis. So it says that the emissary that you do follow Roi in Dini Mamonis, the Kavachay from Dini Flashos, and that Gemara Bava Basra is the exception to the rule. That's a Rol She'Eino Choshu, that's a Shvach Rol, so therefore you don't follow that Roi. We have to work on this Tosfos and stumble a little bit, understand what in the world they're talking about, what's the gather of this Tosfos, what is a Rosh in a Chashev, why is it in a Chashev, and how does that affect everything else? So, comes the Sheish Maitza and says, I'll tell you what's wrong with this robe. There's something fundamentally wrong with this robe, which is as follows. There's a Sugya in the set of Kedushin, the set of Parak, famous Sugya Sivlainim. The Gemara wants to know if a man sends to a single woman a whole bunch of presents. So, Hashid on the Kedushin or Loh Hashid on the Kedushin? Do we have to be afraid that maybe he's being Makadisha, maybe he's not being Makadisha? So, the Machoyim Tevish Shalom, first of all, what's the issue exactly? What are you nervous about? So, Rashi learned that the fear is maybe the Sablonos themselves on the Kedushin. He's telling you this beautiful bouquet of roses and jewelry and gifts and chocolates and everything, so maybe he needs to be Makadisha with these presents themselves. And Tyson says, no, that's what we're afraid that he's Makadisha with this. He's afraid that. What kind of business is this? A single guy sending a single girl sending a beautiful gift. It must be that he was already in the Kaddishah. So the Sivonis are not the Ethma Kedushin. They're the Chachma. There was Kedushin in the past. Well, Chachma is a Rishonim. How them Shah the Gemara? So the Gemara says, what's the din? Are you Chosh and Jay Lash Rishosh? So the Gemara says, basically, a fact that you have to take into consideration is what's the minig in that particular case. That particular place. So some places where the minhag used to be, they used to be Makadesh, Mahav, and Masavel. Sometimes they would send Kedushin first, and then they would send Tavlanis later. And in other places, they would send Tavlanis before they would send Kedushin. So the Gemara seems to say that if the minhag in that particular place is that most people send Tavlanis before they send Kedushin, so then there's nothing to be concerned with. You really shouldn't be concerned with anything. Because, well, what are you afraid? If you're afraid that this is Esam, the Kedushin, but it's not true, because most people send the loans first, so the somebody's just sending it as a nice token gift. to be choshish that Mestami was Makadosh before, and why should he be choshish? Just because he's selling a chocolate, the Hecha Tesis that he's trying to be Makadosh. If you live in a place where no one would ever dream of sending presents to a single girl without it being Makadosh first, so that's a problem. So then you have to be choshish that it's as long as there is a Kiddushin, or this is as long as there is indicative that there was Kiddushin in the past. So the Gemara seems to say that it should all depend on what the Minigam Bachel means. But then the Gemara throws out the following line, which is the Machlokes Rishonim with the Giras, is at least the way many Rishonim read the Gemara. The Gemara says no. So even though you should really follow what the Rov is, but Afa Bichein Wachayshesh. That even though the Rov is that most people in this particular place are sent to Rovos first before the Matanish, Afa Bichein Yatrim Choshesh. Maybe this guy did it out of the ordinary. Maybe he switched the order, and maybe according to Rashi this is the Kedusha, maybe according to Tzitzit this is Al Chochmah that really was Kedusha in the past. So comes the Ramban in Sefer Kedusha, and that's Sugya, in the Sefer Barak, and says, you know, no, this is what's the Sugya we're talking about? Why all of a sudden, Manashtana, they have to be Cheshesh for the Biyot? We have a rule called Barak Rubach, we have a Bachar Rubach. Why is this Rove any less, any worse than any other Rove? Should we follow what the Rove is? Why does the Gemara seem to say not that way? So the Ramban develops the following Yisrael. The Ramban says that this Rove is fundamentally different and other types of rov. Why? What are some classic examples of rov? Let's say, for example, rov nashim are not islanders. The Gemara is much like this. That's Hanoim. You know, Mary and the Chachamim as follows. Let's say you have a little girl who was married off by her father. So she's married with her son, and then her husband died. So she's only 5 years old now. Her husband dies, and she doesn't have children. Problem, she doesn't have children. She's 5 years old. So she falls the yibum to the brother. So is there anything wrong with doing yibum on this girl? So Rabbi Meir says, you know, I'll do yibum. You know why? Because there's a chance she may be an islander. She may be a type of woman who's impossible. She has some physical defects. She can't have any children. So she's going to be a type of woman who is mufka from the din of yibum. There's no mitzvah of yibum for an islander. So you can't tell whether she's an islander. So she's 12. But she's 5 years old. The overwhelming odds are she's not going to become an islander. But there's an off chance that maybe she will be an islander. Comes to her mayor and says, if it turns out that she's an Islandist, it turns out that you're doing Yibum Shalom B'Machal Mitzvah. Doing Yibum Shalom B'Machal Mitzvah is a Nisakari. So basically, every Yibum is a Nisar Veshazach. Only when there's a Mitzvah Yibum, does that override the Nisar Veshazach. So the mayor was Choshesh, so you can't let the Yavim go ahead and be together with this little girl, lest it turns out the 1% chance she turns out to be an Islandist, and that'll turn out that it was a Nisar Veshazach Shalom B'Machal Mitzvah. And the Chum said, no, you don't have to be chashish for that. Because Rove Noshim and not Islanders. So that's one type of being chashish. So one type of following Rove. Well, let's say you have another type of Rove. Let's say Rove Behemoth and Trefos. The law is that when you shuck an animal, so you don't open up the animal to see if it doesn't have a hole in the stomach, in the heart, and the head. But the Chum and the Rabbanim to shuck the lungs, that's for a different reason. But all the other 70 traits that have to be in the animal, you don't look for what you look for, because there's a rove. Most animals are not traits. So say there's a man that doesn't drink milk. Why are you allowed to drink milk? Maybe the animal is trait, but if the cow has a hole in its stomach, so then it turns out that all the milk is coming out as trait. So the Rishon says, follow a rove, fish. And that's what you do. Someone told me that somebody was called the Star K. Yes, the Star K. Want to know, does the Star K rely on rove? They don't want to eat the Star K. They rely on rove, we're not going to rely on you. So the person who answered the phone, answered the guy back, that's all I'm RS. The guy said, of course we rely on Rove. Everybody relies on Rove. Otherwise, you can't drink milk, kidding me? Everything, the cult are cool. Of course we rely on Rove. So comes Ramban and says, the man's about the word that we rely on Rove. That's when you have what's called the Rove Atali B'Teva. When you have a Rove that most animals, the Pachakasha, don't have holes in their stomach. Most women are not going to become islandesses. We're talking like the Chum against Rabbi Meir. We're talking, you go bust the Rove. Says in Ravan, this type of robe in the Sukkot Sivlainas is a different type of a robe. This is not a robe of Tzolid B'Teva. This is a robe of Tzolid B'Das B'nei Ogham. Why is it that most people send Sivlainas before they send Kiddushin? Because that's the notion of it is that people decide in this town that's going to be the practice. Unless they decide to change the practice, it'll be a difficult change. So whenever you're dealing with a minig, with Divine Matzalim, the Das B'nei Ogham, so that's something that can so easily change. Here today, soon come tomorrow. The Teva Ha'olam, to say that Rove Noshim are not islanders, so that's never going to change. The Rove Behemoths are not trade, but that's never going to change. So Rabban, when you're dealing with such a Shvacha type of Rove that can change so easily, and each person could say, I'm not part of this community, I'm not part of this Rove. So there's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. In the case of the Behemoth which has a trade, so that Behemoth which has a trade is the Yaitim in a cloud. Something wrong with it. Whereas over here, I'm doing things the way I'm following the minhag of the other town. So you can't say that he's doing something crazy out of the ordinary. So the Ramban, that's not considered to be a rogue. So comes the Ramban and says that you can really present that in one of two ways. That's not considered to be a rogue. Either you could say that's the chiluk min haTorah. That's not considered to be a rogue. A rogue is only when you have a rogue atali b'tevel. Whenever you have a rogue atali b'das b'nei adam, that's mufka from the parish of rogues. So comes the Ramban and says, no, I'm not going to go that far. Then I told him that's also a rogue. But most people in town do things in such a way. So if you don't know to the contrary, you're allowed to rely on the rogue b'nei adam. So as the Ramban, but Mr. Rabbanon, the Chacham said, this is a shvach rogue. This is not such an ayayay gavaldi being a shvach rogue, because after all, it is so fluctuating, it is so subject to change. So Mr. Rabbanon and the Chacham said, we're not going to rely on such a rogue in the realm of Ishus, in the realm of Eishes Ish. Here you're talking about Pachmi, a Shiloh, a woman, a nation's dish, they're out there. Even though Minat Torah, you can say, no, Moch Hashim, Lus Avonis, and Minat Torah, you have a robe. Minat Rabbanan, we're going to be masked on such a robe. So what do you think, Mr. Rahman? I think of all that you say, Mr. Rahman. So although Minat Torah, all robes are equal, Minat Torah, all robes are acceptable, Minat Rabbanan, we're going to start to chisel away certain types of robes.
Yes,
sir, Jeff. So that's the shalos. So maybe that's maybe we have to be choshes not hafichay. Maybe according to Tosfos, the chashash is not the fit. Yeah, that's the sugi. Chashim is simon. It doesn't really take into consideration what the people say. Right. There are a lot of problems with that sugi. I mean, what happened there exactly? According to Tosfos, not the fit. According to Tosfos, not the simonis of the condition. The simonis are a fear that maybe condition that beforehand that we missed. And according to Rashi, these are the condition. Where the Adim, where the Haram and Sedash, there's a lot of things missing. That's probably, those are the reasons why Tosfos might rush his trap. Right. So again, so the Ramban developed the Yisrael, the Minatari, really all roles are good, but the Ramban, when we're in the Chalak, we're going to be all the Tzad of the Tzad, and Rabban Tzad of the Tzad.
What
is the robes point in the direction that they're not married. Right, so the robes point in the direction they are married, they're going to have to follow. Right. So the Ramban is saying, or Ramban's guess of the Gemara was that even though the rope points in the direction she's Mukarev, that the Ramban would not going to follow such a rope because it's Talib Adas Tayyam. So comes the Sheikh Shmaik and says, the stomach of this Ramban is the secret to this Taizu Masechet Sanhedrin and Asogi. Why? Taizu says there's something wrong with this rope. What's wrong with this rope? The answer is, partially what's wrong with this rope. Why is it that there's a rope here? Because most people are buying animals for the purpose of Raji, for the purpose of working the animals. That's a classic rope of Talib Adas Tayyam. Another city may be totally different. It says the Sheikh Shmaitza, that's what the Gemara means about the Basel when it says, Amar Shmuel, Kiyav Lina Basa Ruba, the Isura, Havav Lamon Elo Azlihim. So that means like this. Havav, there's no difference between Mominus and Isurim if you would be dealing with a real bona fide rope. And Havav on a level of their Isa, there's no chilik between the two. Havav, the Midar Isa, follow rope. In the realm of the Shvacha rope, this quasi rope, which is a rope of Talib Bidas and the Adam, the Chum didn't really want to rely on this robe when they didn't have to. So when it comes to Dinei Eishes Ish, they did away with this robe. They're like, they're unbound to forget about this robe. They're not going to rely on what happened in Eishes Ish Leal. When it comes to Dinei Mamanis, the Chum feel very big, because Dinei Mamanis, you know, it's the Chumbul Azeh, the Kul Azeh, and taking away a guy's money based on a robe, based on such a Shvach robe, from the Rabban and the Chum, the Kriya, in the realm of Dinei Mamanis, this robe is not going to carry the day. In the realm of regular Surah, in the case of regular Issa Hefter, where it's not so chum, it's not Eishes Ish, and it's not Dinei Mamanis, so then the chum will be willing to say, oh, even Shvach robes are okay. So when the Gemara of the Basra makes a statement, Amar Shmuel, Ki Ka'amar, when do we say that you follow robes? How many of you do the Surah of Abba Mamon alone? So the Sheikh Shmaita says, according to Taitus, and I think you have to really water down our Gemara. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara does not mean to say that you don't follow robes in Dinei Mamanis. But the Gemara means you don't follow Shvach robe, which is a robe of Talib Adas, and they open the Dinei Mamanis, the same way that the Chum did away with this robe in the realm of Eishes Ish. That's the way the Sheikh Shmaita put together this Gemara of Basra with the Taisins in heaven. So the truth is, everyone saw the Gemara of Basra? Everyone saw this part of it? I call the Gemara. So the Chora, if our Taisins is right, whether the Shmaita's view is right or not, it's really irrelevant, but if our Taisins is right, that the principle of Ein Hofer V'machna Haro, that, you know, when you read the Gemara Basra, you think Shmuel is telling you some unbelievable thing, and then you read Taisin Sanhedrin, you're saying, man, Shmuel's not really telling you anything. He's just telling you certain types of roads you don't follow. And you have to reread the entire thing of the Basra. One, the Gemara presents as a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel in the case of Moche Shalach Averin and Sanasa. Then the Gemara starts to bring Raya one way or the other. So what's the first Raya? I don't remember. Learn Ksubas, right? The mission of the second part of Ksubas. What does it say? Ksubas. You want to learn Ksubas recently? Josh, learn Ksubas recently. What is the first mission of the second part of Ksubas, Andrew? Yeah. So if you have a fight to the husband and the wife, but they're getting divorced, the whole members to, I'm sorry, that he embarrassed the Ksubas with the son, and he says, she says, I was with the Ksubas when we got married, so I'm entitled to $200, Flim the Duz, and he says, Lo, Ki Ela, I'm money with the with only 100 Duz. Finding out. What does the mission say? Well, the mission says, in effect, what does she have to do? If she wants to get the 200, so she's got to bring Adim. So she's got to bring Adim, who says she was Rosh Parua, and Hinuma, etc., all the Raya's, but she was a Bissu. So comes the Gemara in Baba Basra and says, so what's the obvious implication of this Mishnah? That if she can't bring a Raya, so what's the deal? She's going to lose. That he's only enough to bear 100 zuz. Comes the Gemara and says, wait a second, forget about her Avim, forget about her Raya. What does she have on her side? Rove, Dushan, the Tulaf Mises. Most weddings you go to usually first marriages, not second marriages. So comes the Gemara and says, even though it's Rove, Dushan, the Tulaf Mises, Papa Pichain, you see Kor that she's not going to win the case. So therefore, what do you see from this Mishnah? From you see that Ein Hochel Mamacha Harov. That's the way the Mishnah, the Gemara presents the Mishnah. And then the Gemara explains away, no, it's not really true. There really is no robe. Why is there no robe here? Because the fact that she doesn't have Adim, that she shares the robe. That shows that the robe is a shvacha robe. She should have been able to dig up Adim to say that she had Rosh Perua. The Gemara does away with the Raya. So I don't understand this Raya. If you really remember the Vasya, so what's the flow? This is the shvacha time in the Gemara. The Gemara presents in the Chagas Rav and Shmuel whether the Gemara is trying to be Mechriya, who's right? The Gemara is trying to be Mechriya, so Mishnayis, who's right? So the Gemara is clearly bringing a Raya to who? To Shmuel, that ain't Hochel Mamach HaRov. So according to Tosfos, what's the problem with this Raya? What's the Tov Vidas Shmuel? No. Rove Nashim Besuos, so that's a Tov Vidas Adam? No, that's a Metzius Advartman. That's like the animal type of a Rove. That's like Rove Nashim Besuos Nisov. That's like Rove Nashim and not Island is. The robe, Nashim, the Suluf, so that's a statement of Messias. That's something that, that's just something which changes the fear. No, but today they have, will change this man of death. Days of Gemara, that was considered to be, that's the Teva Advarim. That's the Teva Advarim is supposed to be, that robe, Nashim, on the Suluf. I remember when I was, when I went down with my wife to get out of her marriage license. Don't forget about it, forget about it. So we're down there on the center street in the courthouse. There were about 20 other couples standing in line. I think we were the only ones who were going for a first marriage. And people there who were on number 4, number 5, number 6, they had their own, they had kids, they had grandchildren, they had cousins, everything. We were the only ones who were going for the first time. Okay, so in New York City, the robe had changed. So the days of the Gemara, some of that was considered to be a robe of theft, and most women are getting married for the first time. So the whole shot was having the Gemara, doesn't reach the rain anymore. The Gemara is trying to bring a Raya that Shmuel's ran around wrong, but according to Tosfos, Chayav this Mishnah is a Raya against Shmuel also, right? Because the Mishnah says that Ein Hochel Mamach HaRov, even if it's a Rov Bari, and Avol Bichein Ein Hochel Mamach HaRov. So yeah, the Sheish Ma'ati says, you have to reread the whole Gemara of the Vasa. All the Raya's the Gemara has, one Raya after another Raya. We all thought that the Gemara is trying to bring Raya to support Shmuel against Rav, but no, that wasn't the Kavanah of the Gemara. The Gemara's Kavanah was the Shlava Bot, was to show that Rav is wrong and Shmuel is also wrong. Because you see that even though these are Geshmak of all the Kavanah, Rav will be Chayin, Ein Hochel Mamach HaRov. That's quite a different way of reading the Gemara. That's not the Pshat and the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara. Or, you read the Gemara, you thought that, right? Can't even think that, right? You thought the Gemara is trying to be Machriya. Who's right? Rav or Shmuel. That's a telegraphic way of reading the Gemara. But the truth is that we can't hold the Sheish Ma'at at a task for that. There are Rishonim and Stavish who learn the Gemara that way. There is a, we spoke about this a little bit last year, there is a famous opinion of the Taz Yishonim. Remember? From last year, the beginning of the second paragraph of Tzuvus? Who remembers? Taz Yishonim. No? About Rav and Tzadapa? So, Josh, remember? So, the Shana, no. really machlokes Rav and Shmuel with Enom Rav Nachman Rav and Nachman. It comes to Tosfos Yeshayahu and says, Tanet Vamavurim, that Shmuel says Enom and Rav Nachman Rav, that was just a Rav alone. Like in the case of the Nimsa Nachman. But the Rav, the only issue that's involved in talking to Shailah, that's pointing in the direction of the Taveh as a Rav. So if all you have on your side is a Rav, it can't be mostly Malavet and Rav. That's something to Shalim. Let's say you have more than one thing on your side. Let's say you have a Rav and a Chazofa. Remember? Plus, right? You have a Rav and a Chazkas Chazofa. Chazofa Mekara. You have two votes on your side. You have two things on your side, which are indicating that you are probably the one who should be winning the Din Torah. Comes to Tosfos Yeshayahu and says, and everybody agrees that Holchim the Mavon Achar Rov plus Chazaka together. That's Tosfos Yeshayahu's Chiddush. And he has a Raya from the Gemara Ksubis like that. Other Rishonim disagree with the Raya, but Tosfos Yeshayahu clearly holds that way. So according to Tosfos Yeshayahu, let's look at this Gemara in Baba Basra also. The Gemara presents the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and the Machlekes is in a case where all you have is Rov. The person is trying to demote for the Mavon. Who's trying to demote for the Lakeh? The guy bought the Shor, which turns out to be a Gorm Shor. He's trying to get his money back. He's saying, Rove points in my favor, I should get my money back. So that was Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. You have a Rove on your side, so you're not going to get your money back according to Shmuel. Comes the Gemara and brings a Raya from the case of where they're having a fight about whether she was a Basula, whether she was an Amada. So L'chor, the woman, has two things in her favor. She has the Rove, that Rove Nashim are Basula. So what else is in her favor? Udobi, what else is in her favor? What else does she have working for her besides the fact that Rove Nashim are Basula? So every girl when she's born is a Basula, right? So we're trying to figure out, did it change, did it not change? So that's the Chazaka Meikara. So according to Tosfos Yeshayahu, whenever you have a Rove plus Chazaka Meikara, then the game's over. According to everybody, it could be Melchim Mamon. So according to Tosfos Yeshayahu, you have to learn Shat when the Gemara brings a Raya from the Mishnah in Tzubit. It's not bringing a Raya to support Shmuel and as a Kash against Rav. For kids, it's coming as a Kash against everybody. Because the Gemara is saying, you have to read the flow of the Gemara like this. That here we have a Mishnah Tzuvah that says you can't be Melti Mammon based on Rov. Well, the woman must have aid in order to be Melti Mammon. So according to Rav, that's a disastrous kasha, because Rav holds Hochum Mamunachar Rov. Even according to Shmuel, who denies Hochum Mamunachar Rov, but you, Shmuel, yourself are going to have trouble with this Mishnah Tzuvah, because here you have a Rov and a Chazaka working together. So how come the halacha is that in this Mishnah, you're not Hochanach HaRov? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara, according to Tosfos Yeshayahu, did not mean that, hey, Shmuel's great and Rav's in hot water. No, the Gemara's Kasha was, both Rav and Shmuel, they're both in hot water together. They're both suffering. They're both in trouble. This Mishnah Tzuvah flies in the face of Rav, and it flies in the face of Shmuel also. So just as the Tosfos Yeshayahu was forced to learn the backwards Pshat, he was forced to learn the roundabout Pshat, but the Gemara was not trying to prove who was right, Rav or Shmuel. The Gemara was just throwing up a cash and saying, this Mishnah Ksubis knocks everybody out of the box. So this is Sanhedrin, and Rav Gimel had to learn that same way also for totally different reasons. The cousins of Sanhedrin hold that Shmuel was limited only to a Rosh and a Chashuv. So the Gemara Ksubis is a Rosh Chashuv. The Mishnah Ksubis is a Rosh Chashuv. And still the Mishnah says that Ein Hochum Mamunachar HaRov. So really there were three different ways to learn the Shach and the Tari, the Gemara and Basra. Either to learn the Gemara simply, that Shmuel holds Ein Hochum Mamunachar HaRov all the time, every single case. So therefore Shmuel and the Mishnah and Ksubis are in great shape together, and Rav's up the creek. That's the simple Shach of the Gemara. Then you have these different opinions in the Rishonim, who are chiseling away at Shmuel, and saying that when Shmuel said Ein Hochum Mamunachar HaRov, it doesn't really mean what it sounds like. According to places in Hedron, it doesn't mean what it sounds like because Shmuel's molded by a Rav Chashuv. According to those of Shem, it doesn't mean what it sounds like because Shmuel's molded and you have a Rav and a Chazaka put together. So, according to these different permutations and places in Sanhedrin, places in Shem and Mitzubis, you have to revamp the entire reading of the Gemara. But the Gemara was not a Kasha on one against the other. The Gemara was a general Kasha. How can all the Amorites, both Rav and Shmuel, live with this mission in Masechet Tzuvos? This is Tahar. According to the Shanim, you have a Rav and a Chazaka together, because most women are Basulas Mitzvot, plus every girl when she's born is a Basula. So the odds are she was a Basula when she was born, so the Chazaka made clear she was a Basula when she got married. So that Chazaka points in the direction she should get 200 bucks. So the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says if she can't bring aid and if she was a Basula, then she loses. So the Gemara is saying, hey, according to Rav, that's a disaster, because the Rav itself should carry the day, but according to Shmuel, the Rav, Kabbalah, and Chazaka should carry the day. Okay? So the only reason I'm pointing out the Tosfos Yeshayahu is that both of those Yeshayahu and the Tosfos of Sanhedrin have to reread the Gemara of the Master, Lamar Chadisa, Lamar Chadisa. So far, so good. So we're accomplished in Shema Yisrael. We're happy with it. To live with it, right? Did we call the Shema Yisrael Shia? I don't remember. We did? Good. We called this whole shit with the Gemara with Vassal Shia? So the Shema Yisrael, we put this whole thing together last year. Okay. Good. So far, so good. Now we'll call the part we didn't call last year. So there's this funny place in Masechas Yuma, of all places, which no one understands what Taisa is talking about. And this Taisa in Yuma has to be understood in light of that Taisa in Masechas Sanhedrin. One of the world's doing Masechas Yuma follows the Mishnah that says, not a Yuma, the Mishnah has to be in the Chshirin of all places, whatever reason. But the Mishnah says, what's it in the following case? They find a baby in the middle of the street, and you're not sure, you have no idea if the baby's Jewish, not Jewish, so what do you do? The Mishnah says, it's simple. Around the house, you follow the road. Maybe you find a baby, let's say, on 13th Avenue Bar Park, and then the odds are the baby's probably Jewish. If you find a baby in, let's say, in the middle of Wyoming, so then the odds are the baby's probably not Jewish. So you go bust the road, and it's Rov Yisrael, Dinah Yisrael, Rov Acham, Sidek Acham. What if it's 50-50? You find him on Mamash 50-50? Then the Gemara says, hey, what kind of cheshbon is? He's a Sufik, he's a Sufik, Acham, etc. So the Gemara in Yuma quotes in the context of Pikuach Nefesh, that's what it's doing in Open Room, Pikuach Nefesh, Achara Rov. So in the middle of that figure, the Gemara tries to figure out what some of the ramifications of this statement, that if you find a baby in a city that's Rov Yisrael, you treat the baby as being Jewish. So the Gemara says, my Nafkamina, whether it's Jewish or not, strange passion of my Nafkamina, big Nafkamina. My Nafkamina is Jewish and half, the Gemara says, no, half the Nafkamina, for Shabbos HaVeidah, says the Gemara, that if the kid is Jewish, if you down this kid as being Jewish, then you have to, if you find the baby, you have to be wrapped in. If the kid up he did is being treated as a goy, then technically speaking, there's no din of Hashem, Hashem is a Veda, but it comes to a goy as a Veda. Yeah, L'chadchid is also returned up to the Hashem, you make a whole to-do out of it, it's all very nice. In terms of the mitzvah of Hashem as a Veda proper, so it doesn't really apply. That's all the Gemara says. So comes places.
That's another one.
Yeah, it's one of the lessons. So comes Tosfos, and that figure makes the following question. Tosfos says, forget Hashem's Aveda for a second. Let's forget Baba Metzia. Let's talk about Baba Kama, says Tosfos. So there's an Mishnah Baba Kama that says that if a Shor Shor Yisrael is Nogeach, a Shor Shor Akum, so then the Shor Shor Yisrael is Potter. Yisrael is Potter for being Mazik, the glory of Shor. Whereas the other way around, if the Shor Shor Acham is Nadech, the Shor Shor Yisrael, then he has to pay Nezek Shalem. We might have a whole discussion why that is. The Gemara basically says that Chom made a Knas on the Goyim, but they weren't being careful. They weren't washing the Shvarim, so a whole complicated story why the Cholim were Kaved. Allah should be exactly like that. That's the famous figure that Mermin in Gemara Kama says that the Romans, when sent a group of people to go learn Torah, so they came and they learned Kol Torah Kula, and they had a report back to the Roman authorities about what they think about the Torah. So they, when they left the Beit Medrash, they had to get months and years sitting and learning one Mishnayot. So the two Romans said to the Jews, to the Talmid Chacham of the Beit Medrash, you know, the guys are really great, you have a Gevalik of Torah. There's only one thing that we don't agree with. We don't agree with this mission of Baba Kama. We don't like this idea that if you go up, you don't have to pay, we go you, we have to pay. But we'll be nice, we won't snitch on you. That's what the Gemara says. So the Marshal and that Gemara says, was the Talmid Chacham crazy? Why did they tell this to them? Why didn't they just come on over? Just leave this out. The Romans are going to redeem it anyway, so they should have just, it was all such a rough pass. They should have just staked it out. So why do they have to tell them? It could have been potentially disastrous. The Marshal says no, that that's called Ziyas HaTorah. That if the Romans come to learn Baba Kama with you, so if you have to tell them what they had to teach Baba Kama is a different story, but if you're teaching them Baba Kama and then to read this Mishnah and tell them, no, that's not what the Mishnah says, it means says something different, that's Ziyas HaTorah. You're forging Torah Kadosha, that's your Harav Yahweh. It says to forge the Dvar Hashem, even if it's going to cost you your life, you're not allowed to do. It means you're allowed to Mukhal Shabbos for the Kuch Nevesh, you're allowed to trade for Kuch Nevesh, but say Rom Shah, so say Mizayas HaTayr of the Kavana, that's your Ergo Yahweh. Interesting, Marshal. Anyway, after that. Well? Yeah, good question. I don't know. Anyway, but we're not learning this figure. We're back to this mission. So come to Tosfos and says, what would be the din like this? Let's say you have an individual who roved, he was found in a rove in Eresh Yisrael. So when he was a little baby, he was found in 30th Avenue in Bar Park, so we talked about he's Jewish. Now he's 25 years old, and he's Jewish. Why is he Jewish? We weren't the guy in him. He's Jewish because he followed the rove. So comes Tyson and says, what would be the din now if my shore scores his shore? What would that look like? Do I have to pay or do I not have to pay? That's Tyson Shalom. That's the most burning issue Tyson has had of the day. What's the din if my shore, a regular Jew, goes the shore of the Misha Nim to be Yeshua? What would be so? What's that look like? You know who saw Tyson? Look what Tyson said. I said, yeah, you saw that? Yeah, the Chalam, of course you have to pay. What's the Shema? He just passed it up that he's in of Yisrael. So that means he's kosher to be the Baal Tekeh and Shul. He's kosher to make Ma'am. He's kosher to write stones, so he's in of Yisrael. The Rakhir Ram Mahapas passed it up there, right? So then you have to pay also. Come all Yacharaini and then jump on his Taisus and say, what in the world is Taisus talking about? It's like, Ein Hochim and Mamad Acha, right? How in the world can you tell me that you have to, that you're going to be a mighty mammon from the mazik, the owner of the shor mazik, based on rov, if ein hokem mamachar rov, we talk to him like Shmuel, not like Rav. That's the kasha. Every achra in the world is bothered with the kasha. What is Taisa saying? Taisa doesn't even address the issue. They don't quote the Gemara of Basra. They don't quote the sugya of the Gemara of Kama. They don't say anything. Don't just have a simple running through the sugya. You have to pay nezik shor. You have to pay whatever the dinim of regular nezik is. He's dinu kisro. No. Can you saw that Tyson said, did it bother you? Josh, it's all right. No. You believe that they Shmuel said it? You saw it's me Shmuel. Tells him? What tells him? Who tells him? Okay. So let's back to that. How do you solve this problem with Tyson? So the solution to this Tyson is going to revolve around a lot of things that we're talking about now. So there is another Tyson. Yeah. You're Kivegan then. So we got the Shmuel, we got the Kivegan, we got all the Gedolei Achronim and the same shit. Let's backtrack from that. So remember we said that the Gemara talks about my Nachmina that is Dino Ki Yisrael. The Gemara happens not to give the case of Ezekiel. The Gemara does give another case of Dino Momenes. The Gemara gives the case of Hashem today. The Gemara says that you would be Mechuyuf to return this guy Aveva Ivi Dino Ki Yisrael. It's not Dino Ki Yisrael. It means to be Yeshua Ruba Akam. Then you have to return as a day. And then to move the Yeshua Yisrael, then you have to return as a day. So come, Taisus, and yes, it's a very innocent kasha from the Gemara. Taisus over there asks the kasha, Ein Hochem and Mamad Acharev. In Taisus' case, in the Zika, then in the kasha. When it came to Hashem and Aveda, tells us this, why do you have to return the Aveda? It's like Ein Hochem and Mamad Acharev. That was Taisus' kasha. Let the Mote Aveda hold on to the Aveda. Ein Hochem and Mamad Acharev. That's Taisa's cash. So what does Taisa say? Taisa the following is under Jonathan. What does Taisa do?
When the
Shmuel
says
that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says that the Shmuel says and you willingly give me the money. So you gave me the daitcha, you gave me the money. Now you're trying to get that money back from me, so enoch amam racha rov. You can't invoke the rov of saying rov behemoth asol for the purpose of raja, for the working, so therefore with the mekachtos, and therefore you want your money back. So the money, so you gave me the money. The daat shalom, blev shalom, you gave me the money. So you can't use rov to be moti mamon that you as a bialim gave the rachel. That's what Taisa says. That's why when it comes to Hashem and Aveda, when I lost my Aveda, I didn't lose it willingly, I forget. I'm fasting to get my Aveda back. So since I do, I never was much of anything to Aveda, I believe, Shalom. So we made the Kabbalah and Elohim and Ramah HaRov down to the That's Taisa's Yisayin in Masechet Yuma. So comes the Shmuel, comes Jonathan, and says, so then what are we wasting our time in the next Taisa's for? Of course the next Taisa's Pasha. The reason why Tosfos didn't address the issue of Ein Hochem Mamon Acharov when it comes to the Zikin is because they already solved it in the previous Divrei Maaseil. Once Tosfos gives you this history, that Ein Hochem Mamon Acharov only applies to a case when it was given Belev Sholem, and that's why it doesn't apply to Hashavas Aveda. That's the same reason why it doesn't apply to the Zikin as well. So Tosfos says, of course, Hochem Mamon Acharov, of course, in all other cases you go above the Rov passes things up in Kol Tarkula. It's just a quirk, just the detail. that in that particular case, the guy gave the money to Leib Shalom. So whenever he gave the money to Leib Shalom, either Motzi Mitzia, as Tosfos talked about in the previous Dibur Machil, or in the Zitin, as Tosfos talked about in the Dibur Machil, but that's not subject to the rules of Ein Ocham or Machar. That's the whole Mahalach of the two Tosfos. So this is what the Beis Shmuel says. The Shmuel never ever, but this didn't appear as of how you're talking up a guy who's into Baruch, Yer Shirov Yisrael. So the Beis Shmuel says that this Kash is Toshit, the answer is Kash is Tilavius. The answer for the kash of Tosfos by Nezikin is based on the previous Tosfos by Yehoshua Shabbos Aveda. She had no problem with it, right? You thought that was cool, right? Yeah. Rosh Hashanah, you thought that was kosher. So you read the Tosfos by Nezikin, you find it even thicker than kash, right? You just figure it out. By Daniel. Okay, who thinks this? Who has problems with this Bishmo? Bishmo just told you guys the Brooklyn Bridge. No, he definitely gave the money to Leib Shalom, and now the question is, it turns out that the Nachman, so he wants the money back. But nobody forced him to give the money. You're right, we were being down on, was it given to Tel Sinai? That is true. But the Tachos, the Shas Maisa, was given to Leib Shalom, the contract in Ezekiel Moshe Avedim, there was no Leib Shalom at all. Right, the Sefer Mavaz is clearly... Well, clearly the Motzi is a much worse time now in Baba Basra.
Well, you're saying that maybe you're saying they're going with the Mavu. I mean, there are certain Mavu here that are the Chim and Rishas, and there are certain right on. So there's the Chim and Rishas that I'm seeing over, and the letters and the problem, but how do you extend that to the Deacon? So if they should extend it to the Deacon, why isn't that
so? No, it's also Mavu. What's the Chim? So, look, Ora, this Dimyan of the Beis Shmuel is Mamish Pilek Kwan. Let me ask you a question. Does anyone understand what Tosfos is talking about? It came the Rostra, it didn't come from Rostra. Therefore, why does that play a role? Come on. Totally irrelevant.
What is this problem?
What are you saying?
He
required a stronger. Why not? Why didn't you know about Tosfos wrong? What's the answer? What's staring in the face? What does the other guy have? Right, so good. So Gabalus, the guy is a tiny rook. Chum Shmuel says, no, enough of Machar Chara. What does the other guy's Mukhtar. That's Chisara. Now we're going to see different permutations of why that's so, but Kuli Amalo Pligi is the reason why Enoch Machar Chara is somehow linked to the din of Mukhtar. How do I know if that's true? Rashi knows it's true? Gemara says it in the Bavakama. Gemara Bavakama says that Hamos and the Chavir, this Gemara we spoke about at least 100 times last year. Gemara says that Hamos and the Chavir of Araya is so stark, right? It's so unbelievable that it works against Barim Shema. Remember that, right? Remember it works against Rove. Basically, the Gemara says that. I mean, you put together the Gemara that says it. That the problem with invoking Rove, I think a moment is the fact that it's staring in the face of Moses. So l'chora, what should result from that? That the real question you have to ask yourself when you're dealing with being multi-mama based on the rove, are you trying to take away from a muhsuk? Or you're not trying to take away from a muhsuk? So muhsuk, l'chora, is a funny proposition, right? In the case of the mocha shalom chavero, the nitzinat, right? So who's the muhsak on the money? So that's what we're being down on. We're being down on, does the guy have to return the money or not? I bought the shawl, so now the shaila is, am I muhsak on the money? You're coming to me and say, based on Rav, you have to return the money. Who's the muhsak on the money? So who owned the money for the last 20 years? So look at the money for the last 20 years, right? So in a certain sense, he has the chazak on the money. On the other hand, who's holding on to the money now? I'm the mochir. So how did I get that money? The answer is, he gave it to me for Leib Shalom, right? So comes Tosfos and says, even though this money used to belong to the lakeach, and he was the mochir for the last 20 years, I didn't steal the money from him. I got it from his free will. So you can't label him a mochir anymore. On the muhsak, on the money, so therefore, Enoch Ramon Achar Rov. Asha Enkein, what was Tosfos contrasting to? So the case of Motzi Mitzia, what does Tosfos say? Who's the Muchsuk on the Aveda? Who's the Muchsuk? The Motzi Mitzia is the Muchsuk, or the apparent Baal Aveda is the Muchsuk? So who owned the Aveda for the last 20 years? You guys claim me, right? Right? We know that it's his. Who owned the Aveda for the last 20 years? He owned the Aveda for the last 20 years. Who's holding on to the Aveda now? I'm the Motzi Mitzia. I'm the one who's holding on to the Aveda. But I didn't get it willingly from him. He was never money to me, the Aveda. So comes Tyson and says like this, that since he never gave it to me the way Shalem, right? What's that level? Well, so the original owner is still Mukhtar. So therefore what? I'm screaming, Ein Ochel Machar Achar Rov. I don't want to give it back to him. What do we say? Nothing doing. Right? Because the original owner is still Mukhtar. But man, if I'm wrong, we say that Ein Ochel Machar Achar Rov, that's what I'm the Mukhtar. You can't use Rov to take money away from me. So in the case of Motzi Mitzia, since the original owner never gave it to me, so the original owner never lost his muhzafah. So I'm not the muhzaf, so I have nothing working on my side. I'm not the muhzaf, so whenever you go about the rabbi, he gets his mitzvah back. So Tosfos is contrasting different cases to try to figure out who's the muhzaf and who's not the muhzaf. This is not halacha or moshe l'sinai, that if you gave me the money, b'leif shalem, therefore the halacha such and such. And if you didn't give me the money, b'leif shalem, therefore the halacha such and such. That's not the halacha. The halacha is that whether or not he gave you the money for the shalom is usually an indicator as to who is the muftah or not. So that's what Tosfos was contrasting the case of Ashavas Aveda in contrast to what? In contrast to Mocha Shalach Avera. But what would the din be like this? Let's say you have a case where it's absolutely crystal clear beyond a shadow of a doubt who the muftah is. Not a shadow, it's nothing to discuss. So if it's obvious who the muftah is, then you don't need Bo'iyad of the heck or low Bo'iyad of the heck. It's obvious. What's the din now in the case of Nezikin? Marshall Gores, this individual who we popped up 20 years ago, he was Stalin Bar, we popped up, said he's in Nuki Israel. Marshall Gores is sure. So what are we trying to figure out? We're trying to figure out, can Bezin be Moti the Mammon from me or not? Who's the Mukhtar from my money? My money, it's in my pocket. It's been in my pocket for the last 20 years. Who's the Mukhtar on it? Mashua, Gorgu. Who's the Mukhtar on the money? I'm the Mukhtar on the money. Shubatim? No, that's what we're being done on right now. I'm Mukhtar on the money. So if I'm Mukhtar on my own money, of course the robe isn't going to work to be Mukhtar than Mukhtar. Ah, it's Bobby Yadol Hesna. Low Bobby Yadol Hesna, that's totally, completely irrelevant. Bobby Yadol Bidas is a way of measuring Mukhzakos. But if there's no way to say Suffolk, who's the Mukhzak? Well, you know exactly who's the Mukhzak. I'm the Mukhzak. Call him up. Whatever money is in my pocket. I'm Mukhzak on. That money never transferred to anybody else. That money's not sitting right here. The money's sitting in my pocket. So it's a double portion of the Mukhzak on it. So of course, the Allah should be, Ein Hochu B'mamrach HaRov. So all the Echrenim say to the Shmuel, they don't know what he's talking about. How could Tosfos and Yuma say, based on Rove, we force the Mazik to pay. How dare the Beishmuel invoke that Tosfos about Ashavas Aveda, which is totally irrelevant to the case of Nezikin. In the case of Nezikin, I'm 1,000 million percent mukhtar on my cash. If you want to come and use Rove to take away my money, Ein Hochu B'mamrach HaRov. So we're right smack where we started from. This is the Kasha of the Shishmaisim and the Kasha of the Kuntz of Satan. They were brothers. Sheshmaisim and the Sefer, both brothers said that they can't understand where the Mishmur was coming from. So where does this put us? We're back to Taizen Yuma. We have a Shver Taizen Yuma. The Taizen says that you can use Rov to force the Mazik to pay. Even though we only know that the Mizik is Jewish based on Rov, yet you can use Rov. So the Kasha is, Ein Hochu B'mamrach HaRov. So the Mishmur's whole shit will tear itself by the wayside. What's the answer to this Kasha? We have a Taizen. It says in Yuma that the hay that you can use a rove to force a guy to pay Nezikin. I in Ochum Ramrach HaRov. What's the answer? Pasha, who's going to Sanhedrin now? What's the answer to Tosfos? Isaac, what's the answer to Tosfos? The Beis Shmuel, whether you understood the Beis Shmuel's shot, you understood the Kashmir shot, totally irrelevant. Forget about the last 10 minutes.
Can I deal with the issue of the Mosaf money?
Yeah, I'm a muchsin. I want to know. I have a tayyus in Yuma that says that you're going to use rope to make the guy pay for the zikin. And I have shmuel staring me in the face. Ain't no chum amrach on rope. How do you be asking those two pieces of information? Yeah, muchsin. What are you saying? You don't mean rope itself. What you really mean is. Adult, of course. Again, everyone's got the cash. Tons of you said you can be mostly Mormon based and Rome, and Shmuel said you can't be mostly Mormon based and Rome. Two guys get almost at it, but you didn't get the punchline. Yeah, what is Tons of Heather? Remember Sanhedrin? Remember, guys, stop getting Mormon based, little place on the bottom we just read. Taisa says, when Shmuel said, Ein Hochel Mamonach Harov, he didn't really mean it. He only meant, Ein Hochel Achar Ashmach Harov, Achar Harov. Achar Harov, a Talibid Asmele Odom, Ein Hochel Achar Harov. Any time you have a robe which is not a Shmach Harov, which is a robe which is either a robe of Teva, there are other robes, like for example this robe that the guy is Jewish. I wouldn't call it a robe of Teva. I wouldn't call it a robe of Talib with Asmele Odom either. I call it a robe of Kosher. According to Tosfos, all robes are good unless they happen to be form this category of a Shmach Harov, like a robe of Talib with Asmele Odom. So comes Tosfos and says, if every single robe Shmuel holds Holchem the Mamonach HaRov, so that's what Tosfos Yuma means. Tosfos Yuma didn't say anything radical. Tosfos Yuma is the double Kosher. Tosfos Yuma said that if my shore gore this robe Yisrael shore, I have to pay because the halacha is Holchem the Mamonach HaRov. What Gemara said, Holchem Mamonach HaRov, and which Gemara? And Hedin of Yuma Mavei. Doesn't the Gemara say that Yisrael Rov Zayonim? So Tosfos says the Gemara Sedenu is the rule. The Gemara Mavivas is the exception to the rule. And the Gemara Yuma is part of the rule. So who says this Pshat inside the Yuma? This is Shesh Maisa's Pshat. So this is the Emes of Pshat. The Bishmol Shtichot Torah and Bali Yadu Behetra is off, is wrong. The Emes Amit of Pshat and Shesh Maisa is this Pshat. And the Yuma is assuming that Yuma is the Hedrin Daf Gimel Mavis. So before we sold you the Brooklyn Bridge, we just sold you the Williamsburg Bridge on this one. Hello? Yeah, that's too complicated. No, this is with us. Isaac, you with us? You following us? So again, we have Agamara. Very, very simple. Agamara says you follow Rove Dayan, right? Right, Moshe, right? Rove Dayan, you follow. It tells us you see you follow Rove by the moment. Agamara Vasa says, Ein Ocha Mom Nachar Rove. Says, no, it depends whether it's a good rove or a shvach rove. Good roves you do follow, shvach roves you don't follow. That's all you need for this chapter. The Tosfos Yuma says that you follow rove in the case of the Vinsa B'Yesha Ubi Yisrael. So what's going on? In Ocha Mamonach HaRov, so come to Shesh Maisa. Toshim, the answer is, that Tosfos, and she tells us, and that's a good rove, and the Gemara Mabas is a shvach rove. No, what's the problem with this? You have to ask the cash and not from an assumption. You got to scream, Shrine Chavakan at the situation.
So
I was saying the change, maybe I was emphasizing a little bit the changing. What the Ramban really says is that you can't look at the guy who's doing things abnormally as being so abnormal. Whereas over here, this is a robe, you have 10 people are Jews and 9 people are Goyim, so you follow the robe. And that's not that's not a Shrapa robe, Tashnas. So, which side is this? It's starting. Yes, the kasha what? No. I'm talking about the Tosfos Yuma. He's Tosfos Yuma. There's a kasha. No. Which kasha? What other places on that page that you all saw is a raya brew against the Shesh Maisa? No. We're trying to explain that Tosfos. You want Tosfos off?
He says that
I want to see it. Oh, that's right. I think you were trying to ask. Taisus comes on that sugya and says, hey, the Gemara says you follow row for all of Shabbos Aveda, and the guy who's found that Yeshua will be Israel, so you have to return his Aveda to him. So Taisus shrites Chavakayim, Ein Hochum Monach Aharoiv. That's a terrible kasha. What kind of kasha is that, Taisus asking? Taisus and Yuma held, like the Taisus and Sanhedrin, that Shmuel agrees that you go bust a good row. So why did Taisus even get off the ground and answer kasha? Why did Taisus bother with Hashem as a Vedan, get his razzle down the terrace, and Bobby Yadam Behetzer, low Bobby Yadam Behetzer, got the Beishmuel rolling, got everything all mixed up, lost the whole shear here. Why did they need this one? Why didn't Taisus say, yeah, you know why you follow Rove? Because this is a Rove Hashuv. So from the fact, it's the same Taisus, it's two lines earlier. So Taisus changed his mind, supposed to switch teams in the middle. First Taisus didn't hold themselves in the head, and then they switched sides? No. You see, Clara, that Taisus and Yuma, never heard of this type of Sanhedrin. They had another answer to Tosafos Kasha Sanhedrin. Maybe they had like Tosafos Mevar Kamal before we get them down the line. So Tosafos and Yuma is learning with Pashup Shad and Shmuel, Ein Hochum and Mamanach HaRov. All Rovs. Rovs are bad. Rovs are lousy. You can't be Motsi Mamun based on Rov. Any kind of Rov in the world is bad news to be Motsi Mamun. So Tosafos got into the problem. What do you do about Matsuya? So Tosafos had a finagle, had a crash. It said, it's Moviyado, not Moviyado. They had to give you some kind of a difference. Once you say that Taisus the Ikaron holds that Ein Hochum Mamanach HaRov under all circumstances, so then why do they have a right to make such a statement that when it comes to Nezikin, you can be Holech Mamanach HaRov? Till late flying. So who asked the Kasha Lashem Shmaisa? His brother. And the Kuntz of Fakus, he writes on whoever can get the hands on the Kuntz of Fakus to that read through. And I put it on the next one from the whole another discussion with the Kuntz HaSfekas and his brother. So the Kuntz HaSfekas writes that the Mechilas Kavod, his brother, the Sheikh Shmaita, is what brothers used to schmooze about. You know, in the old days, they used to fight about these things. So it's like my kids, man. So comes the Kuntz HaSfekas and says he doesn't understand what his brother is talking about. His brother's trying to learn Pshat and to tell you the Neuma, that tells you the Neuma is assuming that it's like Tazim Sanhedrin, till it's lying. So what is the Pshat? So far we have all the wrong problems. So we have the Taiz and Yuma that we don't understand. We have the Shmuel, the temple, which everybody said was wrong. We have the Sheshmaiz, the temple, which the Chor is still at one. So what is the Emet Tamid of Shah and the Taizus? So comes the Kuntz HaSfekas and says, I'll tell you what the real Pshat is. The real Pshat is, if you look very, very carefully at that sugya in Masechet Yuma, because the HaSfekas tries to convince you, if you look carefully, tries to convince you that this Tosus is not following Shmuel. He goes, Shem, I'm going to leave out all the deal, and how he shows you. The first Tosafos is going, I'll leave with the Shmuel, and the second Tosafos is going according to Rav's part of the figure. Comes the Kuntz HaSfekas and says, Tosafos never in a million years meant to say that you follow Rav to make the guy pay for the Zikr. That's wrong. Ain't open from Ramach HaRav. Tosafos said, Rav, Tosafos doesn't say that in the Tosafos, you have to read it into the figure, but he claimed, the other interesting deal, that Tosafos meant to say that according to Rav, the halacha would be, Hochum Mamanach HaRov. So much fun talking about Shmuel, it's just that the Rav disagrees. And Yerach Inami says, the Kuntz HaSfekas, Tosafos holds that Medidon ain't Hochum Mamanach HaRov, according to Shmuel, never, ever, ever, it's a good rope, it's a bad rope, it's a terrible rope, ain't Hochum Mamanach HaRov, no matter what. The only time Tosafos said that wild statement that you can make a guy take an Ezekiel based on rope, that happens to be Sholei Kalocha, that happens to be according to Rav. So we have three Mahalchim in the Gedolei Acharonim. What did that Taisus and Yuma mean? Because Shmuel had his own Mahalach, which was Shver. So the Kuntz HaSfekas have his interesting reading, which is also somehow a little bit let down. But the Sheikh Shmaita learned Pshat in that Taisus. That Taisus is mamash a replica of that Taisus in Masechet Sanhedrin. So there is this story floating around that there's a difference in Halacha between a Rav Chasham and a Rav Sheinu Chasham. Tosafos said it for sure says, but the Tosafos Yuma also says it is up for question. The Tosafos said it for sure distinguishes between Rov Chashuv and Eino Chashuv. The Sheshmaita's view on the Tosafos being a Rov, a Tali B'daf, and a Rov, in contrast to a Rov, a Tali B'daf. One last point before we answer. Tosafos is assuming in our sugya that ultimately the Mamonos and the Nefashos are the same in terms of Rov. That's what Agamar says now. Kavachomer, right? If Kavachomer works with the Nefashos, it works with the Nefashos. Comes the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, says the following. You have an ear, Sharuba Yisrael, We pass it up, but the kid is a Yisrael. Finish. We don't require a Geirus, pass it a Yisrael. 20 years later, this kid decides to get married. He goes then his Makadosh and Isha. And then his wife, this Isha apparently, goes ahead as Mizada. And now she comes with Vintar. And now we have to decide if we're going to kill her or not. And we have to ask ourselves, well, is she really an Isha Zish? So all of a sudden we bring up the, start reading the court records and say, wait a second, she's an Isha, she's Isha's Reuven. Who is Reuven? How do you know Reuven is Jewish? Ah, Reuven's Jewish because 20 years ago he was found in a little basket on Avenue, on 13th Avenue. So we postulated up that he was Jewish. Can we say with certain that he was Jewish? Not so sure that he was Jewish. Maybe his mother Taka was a Goya. Maybe his mother was a Shivcha. Maybe he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. If he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, then he can't be Mekadosh and Isha, since he's not an Isha Zish. See what the Rambam says? What does Rambam say? Ain't Hargan Allah. Right? You can't administer Nisus Beisim. Says the Rambam, in effect, ain't Hokum, the Nefesh Black Arrow, even though we've been assuming this guy's Jewish, he's been living in the Shiva for the last 20 years, and he's been about to Kan Shul, he's been writing Tefillah and everything, comes in the Nefesh of the Bok Tafira, because you can't kill based on the, you can't kill based on Rose. That's what the Rambam says. Comes the Raivit, and that Rambam would say, is absolutely wrong. The Gemara says the same thing. You follow Rose for the Nefesh also. The Gemara says, hey, that's not much test. I'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. So, Pilei Ploim, what in the world is the Rambam talking about that you don't go about the Rove to the Nefesh? Question number one. The question number two is, this is the Rambam's case. This is the only case Rambam can come up with. It's a machine, it's a crazy case. This is the example of our excellence of Enochim with the Din of Ashtach HaRov. Have to see tomorrow. What exactly is the Shittas of Rambam? How do you understand why the Rambam picked this case, what the beer in the Rambam is, and how this Rambam may very well relate back to our place of home. Stay tuned. What?